Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Anyone reading through the 5 books of Moses will turn to Numbers 15 and think, here we go again. From verses 1 to 31, we again read directions for the different offerings the Israelites should bring to the Lord. Verses 1 to 3. The Lord gives details regarding the grain offering, verse 4, and the drink offering, verse 5, followed by instructions on the burnt offering, vow offering, peace offering, and again the drink offering, verses 6 to 12. But let me pause to notice one crucial word. When. The Lord says, quote, when you have come into the land you are to inhabit, which I am giving to you, verse 2. Thank God it doesn't say if. May the Lord write this across our hearts. When people fail, God doesn't fail. It would be eventually seen in the case of Israel, as it was said in the case of their patriarch. Quote, they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Genesis 12, verse 5. So this part of Numbers 15 is an encouragement, isn't it? It was business as usual. For the Lord, as he anticipated the final success of the next generation. In fact, the Great Hall of Faith, Hebrews 11, recounts the history as if the years of failure weren't even there. Quote, by faith they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were encircled for 7 days. Verses 29 and 30. That's how our lives will appear, Christian, once the purifying fire has done its work. All that's left will be for God's glory. Thank him for the fire. Notice that all born in the land, as well as the strangers, were to make a first fruits offering, declaring the land was the Lord's. Numbers 15, verses 13 to 21. They were his people in his land. And someday, we'll be able to say that too. Home sweet heaven.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.